this is a day for me. So yeah, you gotta listen to the music again. Well, everybody, is still Tuesday, December 26th, 2023. I am still Solid Blue Sister, and I am trying to start this show again. Anyway, thanks for coming back, y'all. Round two, that's right. Now I can see everything. Before, I didn't see anything. I knew you all were there. Anyway, I hope you guys are having a good day. Even though my day has been a little bit of static, I'm still having a good day. Welcome, welcome. Brina, Brina, welcome. Lou, welcome. Frankie, welcome. Super Sam, welcome. Thank you guys for coming back. And I don't have a show. I mean, I don't have an outro picked out, y'all. So I gotta go with one you all have already heard. Breaking up with y'all. Y'all will probably break up with me first. It's like she can't get it together. How many times is she gonna restart the show? Okay, y'all. So this is probably gonna be a short show anyway. Which be fair, sometimes it feels away when you cancel Discord. Hey, Ace. You know, I'm sorry, but there are things I gotta do. Oh, you my best friend. Super Sam, I don't know who you are. Let you coming back on your another name. No, y'all know that I love you. Okay, so the human race. Is it logical? Should we be extinct? Now, I know y'all have heard many times. Forgive me if you all can hear my dogs barking in the background. Hold on for a second. Okay, so... All right. So, yeah, they do have something to say. All right. So you all have heard me say, yeah, they do make a lot of noise. The three of them when they get going. You all have heard me say that, I think God should just blow everything up, start over, put animals at the top of the food chain and humans at the bottom. You know, I don't think we're a logical race. And when I say that, I mean, you think since the beginning of time, whether you believe in God, whether you believe in Buddha, whatever, whomever you believe created this universe, humans have always been the ones that just mess everything up. I mean, just screw up everything. We fight with each other. We kill each other. We create wars. We destroy things. We pollute. We litter. We do so many things that are just not good. Now, somebody could say, well, Solid, you know, we also do good things. Yeah, we do. But why does it seem like that we're always at a crossroads? And we're always at a crossroads with each other. And Brina says, true, we can't be trusted. I easily hand it over to the doggies. And A says, we are our own worst enemy. Lou says, facts. It's just, when I do look at my dogs sometimes, Joe, when I look at them, they always make me smile because they all have their own little personalities and they're all doing something different, you know, whatever. But you look at them and I'm like, you know, they rely on me mostly to feed them, to do this, this, and this, and this, and we should treat them well. But even a dog, you can treat some dogs the worst. You can be the worst master. You can beat that dog. You can do a lot of things to that dog, but that dog will somehow, for whatever reason, will always come back and try to love its master. They always want to show some type of love, and I think that most animals do. But for humans, we don't do that. You know, I mean, I can say for myself, I am someone that, hey, Shorty, welcome back. Craig, welcome. You know, I can say for myself that I am somebody, I do hold a grudge. You know, but that's towards people who have done things to me that I'm sorry, I'm just not going to forgive you. But should I? Should we be a more forgiving species? You know, should we, you know, when someone does us wrong, should we forgive more? But at the same time, you know, how many times are you going to allow someone to keep beating you down, beating you down, beating you down until you're that dog that bites back? You know, and A says, I often look at my two heathens and feel horrible about the world I brought them into. My fur babies, I wish I could trade them places most days. You know, so Brina says, if you give too much, you end up being a doormat. Up your boundaries. Forget, never forgive 2024. You know, I mean, hey, Jim, welcome. Brina has a point, because if you do forgive, 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 you do become that doormat, or you do become that person, in my opinion, that someone will say, oh, well, Brina's going to forgive me. I'll just keep doing it, because that's when you have those repeat offenders. You have that person who, you know, that man who comes and he beats up his wife or his girlfriend. And then it's like, oh, baby, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. And here are the flowers. 2 days later, he's doing the same thing. He's bringing flowers. 2 days later, he's doing the same thing. So should the human race, should our species just be extinct? You know, my husband plays this video game where it's like the year 4034, something like that. And everybody's in space and everybody's fighting, whatever. But the aliens are trying to destroy the rest of the human race. And when I listen to the game is always saying something like, you know, humans are nothing but, you know, they kill people. And if it weren't for humans, the world would not be the way it is. And when I listen to that, you know, it's like, it's true. It is true. And Ace, going to what you said, you know, I think about what you said about, you know, did I bring my child into this world that, you know, that's just full of hypocrisy, death, greed, power-hungry people. I mean, we've come so far, but we're still at the starting line. We're always right back where we started. Why is that? Why does it seem, at least to me, why does it seem like we can't get past the starting line? Why is it that we are constantly starting over? We never seem to finish the race, if that makes sense. I mean, I don't know. You know, would we be better off if it was a whole clean slate? And in the beginning, God created heaven and the earth, but he didn't create Adam and Eve. He created horse and donkey, and they, you know, became top dog. Hey, Jelly, welcome back. Brina says, egos, maybe not enough people are satisfied with simplicity. Jim says, I'm doing wonderful, Shorty. Oh, okay, you all just talking to each other. All right. You know, so, I mean, should we, but Brina, is it being satisfied with simplicity or just trying to be nice? I mean, do you think most people are nice people? Because if most people were nice people, why are we in the state that we are now? And I'm not just talking about the United States. I'm talking about just all over the world. But we're consistently in this state. The world is never in a place where everybody's happy. The world is never in a place where there's never war. The world is never in a place where someone is not talking about someone because of the way they look, the color of their skin, who they prefer to be with, what gender, what books you're reading, who your neighbors are, what car you drive, where you send your kids to school. No one's ever happy. I mean, we're at a point now where people are complaining about self-checkout. Maybe rightly so. But when you think about it, self-checkout? And Lou says, yes, most people are nice. But where are they? Is it just that we're so that the media, no matter, you know, I don't want to hear the liberal, the conservative. I don't want to hear Fox versus MSNBC or CNN, whatever. That's a bunch of crap because the media to me is all the same. Is it just that we're so conditioned to what the media tells us that we're always hearing something bad? So therefore, we think that there's always something bad. Where are the good people? Where are the good stories? Are there more good stories out there to tell than bad? (Clears Lou says self-checkout is okay. Quick way to get in and out. Yeah, but self-checkout is going through some issues too. Brenda says they have to stop comparing their lives to others. Everyone has their own path. There's a lot of good people out there. Lou says good is boring. Okay, so would you rather have evil? Because that's what we have now. At least that's what I'm saying. I'm saying a lot of evil. And it's destroying this world. And all through time, you have evil that has destroyed. When you have these wars, you have evil that wants to just erase an entire group of people. Good may be boring, but does good, being good, keep you alive? You know, we can complain about who's in charge and whatever, but they're all the same. Everybody is just greedy. When you look at the people who are running not just this country, but all the countries around the world, there's just so much greed out there, so much power-hungry people. So again, I say, should the human race be extinct? Should our species just go away? Would the world be better off if every human being just dropped dead right now? Yes, we would have animals roaming the earth. Would there be pollution? Would there be mass shootings? Would there be bullies? Would there be fights among various people? Would the grass grow instead of being covered over with concrete and we build more shopping centers? I mean, when you look at movies and TV shows from just 10 years ago, and you look at where some of those TV shows or movies were filmed, and you look at the background, there was more open space. There was more green grass. You look at back 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago. So what is this earth going to look like in 10 years, in 20 years? I mean, how many of you can say that in places where you live, there was a vacant lot or there was a field, instead of it turning it into a park or something, there's a gas station, there's a 7-Eleven, there's some store. Something with concrete. Lou says most want power and control. I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid. Nope, I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid either. You want a pet dinosaur. Even a city girl at heart, I do think we are building up way too much. You know, and Brina, you bring up a point because, you know, during the Depression, during the Great Depression, you know, before the Dust Bowl really started, people in the country fared much better than people in the city in terms of being able to eat. Because people in the country could grow their own food. They were actually healthier. The city is convenient, but it's not peaceful. So you throw in social media, cell phones, smartphones that turn into smartphones. Everybody has a camera. Everybody can film something. What have humans created? Have we created something that we're so far into that there's no turning back, that we can't turn back? I don't know. Smartphones and dumber people, Lou says. Humans create chaos. Yeah, they do. And in that chaos, we create death and destruction. Because in the end, it doesn't matter what political party you belong to, who you vote for, where you live. There's always going to be something. There's always going to be something. You know, and like I said a couple of shows ago, I've gotten to the point that I can't keep up with these shootings anymore. I hear about a shooting and I'm so immune to it that it doesn't even, it's like, I don't even hear it. Unless somebody talks about it, they're like, oh, they had a shooting over there. And I'm like, which one was this? Lou says, I watched a show about malnutrition. Easy way to control people. It's easy to control people a lot of ways. Just your rhetoric can control people. Hey, Crazy, welcome. Juju, welcome. You know, so, I mean, again, I say, has the human race, has our species just gotten to a point where we should just all be erased? Will it get better? Some people say, oh, it has to get worse before it gets better, but how much worse does it have to get? How many people have to die? How many people have to starve? How many people have to be homeless? How many wars do we have to have? Before it gets better. I mean, we're raising children in a world where they can't read, they can't spell. Hell, you have adults that can't read and can't spell. How do we get to this point? Did it start with Adam and Eve? If you believe in the Bible, did it start with Adam and Eve? Is it because Eve bit the apple? Was it because of Cain and Abel? But death and destruction by humans have been going on a very long time. A very long, long time. So Brina, if Eve messed it up for all of us, somewhere along the way, somebody couldn't have done something better? She bit the apple. The people who mainly were fighting wars and creating wars are men. Either way, still part of the human race, right? So the humans mess it up for everybody. Jelly says, money and greed is the root of all evil. I really don't think it will get better. Lou says, ironically, it's the tree of knowledge that still causes the same problems. But is that tree of knowledge still so smart? Is it really knowledge? You know, I said before that in the city where I live, it's a rather small city, and it's done a lot of building. Where I live, it was a lot of dairy farms, that supply a lot of the dairy for most of the country. And now these dairy farmers have sold out, got millions upon millions upon millions upon millions of dollars for their land. Cows have been moved to central Cali. And I look around and I see when we first moved here where literally all you smelled was cows. You opened your window, it was nothing but cows. That is what you smell. You still smell it every so often. But when I'm out walking my dog, I see a lot of coyotes. I have to be careful of where I walk. And people always complain about how the coyotes are coming into their yard and they're killing their animals and, you know, their dogs, you know, whatever, cats, whatever. But at the same time, it's like we destroy their homes. They wouldn't be running around trying to find food if we had just not built so much. You know, you look at traffic. Why is traffic so bad? Because more homes are coming up and further away from cities. So more people are moving out those ways. I mean, we did it. And you got a lot of traffic going back and forth into all these cities all over the country. And all these animals who that once had a place to live, they don't have them. And I was thinking about that when one day I was just saying, thinking to myself, imagine a bulldozer is coming in and they're clearing out land. They're clearing out, you know, these trees and everything. How many birds do they kill while they're doing that? How many animals are dying from a bulldozer getting crushed and what have you, and getting just dumped into the refuse pile and taken away wherever they take all that stuff? How many animals have been killed just so somebody can live in a house? Or just so that Home Depot can go up? Brina says, yes, those wind turbines turbines are killing marine life and birds too. I mean, how many fish, you know, and turtles and all these other, you know, living creatures that live in oceans and stuff are being killed because of man, because we're dumping oil, because of trash that we throw out and it ends up choking an animal while they try to desperately get free. I have seen people literally throw stuff on the ground and there's a trash can like two feet away. Just like you see those people who, when you're at the market and they have the cart returns, the cart return is like one parking space over, but people just leave their cart right there. You know, it's like, seriously? So what do we do? Bruce, welcome. I always return my card too. I always return mine. I can't stand missing out on a good parking spot. Yeah, sometimes I even gotten out the car, moved the cart so I can park, you know, in a particular spot. I mean, it's, you know, but again, it's the human race. The human race is the one that's doing all of these things. You know, the human race, you know, we are the ones that are destroying. It's not a bird that's leaving a shopping cart. It's not a turtle that's doing oil spills. You know, all those cruises that people take and what have you. All the destruction that those ships do to the water. I mean, when I was little and we used to go fishing, you know, you wanted to eat the fish that you caught. Now you don't even want to eat them. Because a lot of fish are eating all the crap that we're pouring into the ocean. Why is there so much cancer? Was there all this cancer 200 years ago, 100 years ago? I personally believe that cancer is man-made. Because everything has a preservative or a chemical in it. This stuff gets absorbed through your skin. The things that you eat. All this fast food. All this stuff is man-made. Have fast food so you don't have to cook. Just take it out of the bag. Became more popular when drive-thrus started. Lou says, and the poison food supply was planned this way. I can get with that. Brina says, yep, I make my son get out and move it sometimes. You know, and when you look at children getting out, how many kids do you see playing outside anymore? Kids don't play outside. I can't stand it when I see a parent giving their kid, usually a toddler, a cell phone to play with just to, quote unquote, shut them up. Why not give them a book? Are we our own worst enemy? And he says, my kids play outside and love it. And it's fun running around. It's fun, you know, just running around. And I mean, we were outside from dawn till dusk, because we had to be in the house, you know, before the streetlights came on, you know. Juju says, cooking our food in aluminum pots and pans cause cancer. I agree with that. Unless you're old school and do the cast iron. Lou says, sugar is the worst thing for humans, has no nutritional purpose at all. Oh, he wrote his bike to Walmart. And your house stays cleaner with the kids outside. Oh. But do we encourage kids to go outside? Hey, Power Girl, welcome. You know, do we encourage our kids to play outside? And I understand that, you know, you may be in some places where it may not be as safe, but can you go outside with them? But are they worried about safety, or are parents now just so into their own stuff that it's like, just go over there, go to your room. They don't care what they're doing in their room. Oh, go watch TV. I mean, so they know they're in the house, but they're not really paying attention to what they're doing in the house because parents are so involved in their own world. Hey, Christian, welcome. I didn't see you pop in. Welcome. So again, I ask, should our species, the human race, be extinct? Or am I taking it too far when I say that? Am I taking it too far to say we should just start over? Lou says, my oldest is about to turn 17. I'm not ready to be grandpa yet. Hope he plays videos longer. Rena says, I'm good with that. I just want it to be painless. Okay. All right. Dev Patel, welcome. It's really rolling the dice. Who's to say starting over is going to yield different results? Okay, that's what A says. Okay, so let me ask this. Let's say the human race was destroyed, all but say people. I was going to say 1 million, but I say all but say 100,000 people. Hey, Chill, welcome back. Would those survivors have learned? If you knew the world ended, or no, I'm sorry, not the world. If you knew that the human race ended because of all of the bad things that were done since the beginning of time, and only 500,000 people were going to survive. You didn't know who. You didn't know on what continent. You didn't know where. You didn't know who. Would those 500,000 people, would they get the message? Let's say out of those 500,000 people, and you had some of the same people who caused death and destruction. Some of those people survived. would people support those same people? Or would people put those people in their place and say, you were one of the reasons why the earth or why the human species was destroyed? You can't be top dog. A says, would the survivors have learned? More than likely not. Sadly, not with the quality of people we seem to have on earth. Okay. Juju says wrapping food in aluminum causes dementia. I'm good. Enjoy work day. Okay, post questions. You all are talking to each other. Okay, so Ace, you don't think that people would have learned? I mean, the entire human race is gone except for 500,000 people, and 500,000 people out of the how many billion we have on Earth is like nothing. So you don't think that we would have learned? Minnesota says no. Lou says humans will never learn. Rena says no. See, and I think that's sad. I think that's sad because for us to repeat everything that we're doing, how we've lived centuries upon centuries with death and destruction and killing people and mass murder and all this other stuff, that those same 500,000 people would allow the same thing to happen. That's another reason that we should just be extinct. Hey, Chill, welcome back.
Hey, what's up?
Good to hear your voice. Good to hear your voice.
Good to hear yours as well. I feel like that exchange got to be less professional, so I'm gonna just cuss right now, damn it. Hey.
Oh, Lord.
I missed it, Jew. Where you been at? You all right over there?
You talking to me? You can say Juju.
No, I was talking to you.
Oh, I am fine. Hey, I mean,
hey, Frankie, Ace, Ace, Lou, Brina, I guess Ace cussed me out in the chat. Everybody is there in the chat, Jelly, Minnesota. Merry Christmas, Shorty. And you too.
Just say hi to everybody. One universal hello.
I did. That's right. What the conversation was about in the bottom, but it's specifically your issue, though. I think people are, you love and hate people. That's what makes people valuable and non-valuable. So you can't love them and then, I mean, you got to appreciate them for who they are, right? So,
to a certain degree. I mean, I'm not going to appreciate somebody who's going around killing everybody. Why would I appreciate somebody like that?
Because without that, there wouldn't be like, there has to be a juxtapose or it wouldn't be life. You know, it's always, it has to be it's from one extreme, it has to be another. It has to be, if it's not, then nothing will be non-existent. Like it's just everything be one way.
I have to disagree with you because, you know, before you came on, I said that if the human race was gone and you just had animals, you know, yes, they would be killing each other for food, whatever, but it's more of a survival thing as opposed to I want to be top dog and I want to be in charge of this, so therefore, so everything was still even out.
So you think that animals only operate in survival or for survival
for the most part? Yes. Hmm. I mean you don't see animals going, well, you know, I want to take over this this land, because, you know, and everybody's going to bow down to me and pay taxes, and you better do this, and I'm going to send out my hit squad if you don't. And I mean, animals don't have mafias, and you know, I mean, you know.
Yeah, I get that part. Yeah, I see what you're saying, but overall, I'm just thinking about on the animal scale. Animals don't have the capacity to think in that right, but on their own scale, they definitely are dominant. They're overbearing. They're unreasonable. They're bullish, possessive.
They are
all the worst traits in the world. Are just
but at the same time, though, okay. But at the same time, though, if you were to have animals only on this earth, okay, let's say the earth, if right now every human were just to be gone, and for the next 200 years, all you had were animals. When you came back to this earth, don't you think it would be a better earth in terms of, there would be in terms of pollution, litter, you know, all the stuff that we did wrong, poisoning the water, whatever. Don't you think that our oceans would be cleaner, that everything would just be better?
Well, now, to some degree, yeah, but it's just, I guess it's just what you think is better. Because if you came to your house and it was full of rubbish, scrum, and weeds, you're gonna lay in it?
No.
Okay, so I mean, it just depends on what you consider better. Now, we would have to adapt back to, would you rather be in that environment of where we just can't have any technology? And like I said, the vice is the virtue a lot of times. So it's a double-edged sword. You damn if you do, you damn if you don't. Because if we went back to that, just with humans being here, would it be a comfortable? It would, for us not to have pollution, let's visit that. For us not to have pollution, this would have to happen. All the satellites, all the microwaves, all the cars, all the machines, they had to go.
Okay, but chill, that's just what we are used to now. 200 years ago, they didn't have microwaves, and they did fine. I mean, they didn't have cars. I mean, they had horses and buggies and things like that. But, you know, we can say 100 years ago, if everybody's flying around in like spaceships and had the same talk, we could say, well, the spaceships would have to go, and you all would have to go back to driving cars. I mean, it's all just right. What we're used to.
I'm just saying, for us, you said it would be better. But would it be better for? Are we not talking about? We talking about for us, right? Right now,
I'm talking about when I say for us. I'm talking about humans. I'm talking about humans.
Well, humans that now that just well, I guess I'm thinking about in this time frame, right? For us as generalized people, if we left for 2 years and we came back, would this world was untouched? Would it be better? I don't know. I mean, it may be better for the animals for sure, but for humans. Our lifestyle is pretty convenient for us, and although
but what have we done to get that convenience? How much have we destroyed to have convenience? That's my point. So
absolutely. But you don't think that goes on? And what I'm saying is that you don't think that type of same environment and pressure is put upon, like if animals had the capability, like of a lion or elephant, like they had the capability to think at a high, well, not that they can't. Obviously, some of them are super smart, but I'm not quite sure they're smart as humans. If they had that capability to communicate and do as we, they wouldn't be the same. I mean, I honestly
don't know, but I would have to say no, because I would think that animals have, and this is going to sound really crazy, but I truly think this, and I think this a lot, because, you know, I just, again, I watch my dogs watch me, you know, whatever. And I do believe that animals watch. I mean, I think that they have just watched us so long that it would be like, you know, we just can't screw things up the way humans have. Humans have just totally just screwed things up. So, you know, we are going to do this differently. I mean, that's what I think. I mean, it may sound silly, but that's.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Like that's a good point. I just think like for sure, we won't know what's good without having bad. is what I'm saying, I guess.
Okay, but we've had all this bad so much so at what point do humans get it? At what point do we say we need to stop killing people? I mean, you have
people who have all this bad though?
Okay, like, okay.
Do we have all this bad? Like, is that all bad? Or we just choose to accentuate the bad?
Okay, okay. And again, before you came on, I said, you know, that the media, no matter what media you're looking at, all they show is bad things. And I said, are there some good things? How come we don't see the good things? Where are all the good people, you know, whatever? I did say that.
I think that happens probably way more than people may think. I mean, I think, you know, say for instance, you know, police shootings, they may be 0.00008%.
Okay, so then instead of showing that police killing, or instead of showing that mass shooting, then why can't we show that kindergarten class that went to a nursing home and gave out Valentines? How come because we can't smile. See that?
Because we'll smile and change the channel.
You know, okay, so then we change the channel, and then there's, you know, then there's a high school kid that did something. Yeah. You know, I mean, I'm just saying, every time you change the channel, there's something good.
Well, say if we'd seen that, I don't know, somebody got married that, you know, that was a long lost, I don't know, prisoner of a POW or something. We see it have a nice, real quick 5-minute story. We smile, we change the channel. Now, if we see a mass shooting that's live and, you know, or a Bronco rushing across the highway, there's a potential murderer in it, we're going to sit there and going to watch it.
Okay, so how come? Are you going to watch the Bronco run away? When I was growing up, news was on for a half hour.
Right, 11 o'clock.
And well, Midwest, it was on at 10. So, okay, so from 10 to 10:15, it was all good stuff. 10:15, after commercials, you had the weather. Then from 10:20 to 10:25, it was still all good stuff. The last 5 minutes was, oh, and then this happened, or there was, you know, this happened. And the last 5 minutes was something bad. And then over time, it became where not only did the news get longer, but the last 5 minutes maybe was something good. So I mean, I understand that people, you know, psychologically, we're conditioned to want to hear something bad, but it's like, oh my God. I mean, at what point is it just too much? At what point are we just going to, you know, just look around and say, we don't want to hear this anymore. There's just too much. There's too much killings. There's too many wars. I don't want to hear about Israel every time I turn on the news. I don't, but that's what you're hearing, and you're not seeing any good stuff. I mean, and I don't care what channel you're on.
You're right. I can say not even the news, because most people don't even watch TV no more. If you put your phone down and turn the TV off, you won't see that much. You can walk your neighborhood or walk your complex and see maybe neighbors possibly greeting each other or doing nice things for each other. There's things that happen, but do you choose to recognize or see them? I think that's a lot out there. Like, I just, for instance, I got a bad package. I don't know, record that or put it on TV. I made a mistake and opened it, but I packaged it, put a bow on it, and gave it to my next door neighbor who it belonged to, and apologized because I thought it was mine. We both kind of bought an air fryer. So those things won't be on the TV, won't be on the button. Those things happen every single day for people like you that are awesome people, and they just don't get put. So there's this fair share amount there. It's just we choose to pick up our phones, and number one, the algorithm is gonna, what we pay attention to, it's gonna adjust.
All right, so then all that stuff should not be there. I just want to read what A says. A says, convenience for us at the cost of those animals and their natural habitat. So we do have
the place around. Let me tell you, if a lion could do what humans could do, lions are horrible animals in some cases. You know, they're territorial. Like they fight amongst each other. They do, like, certain animals, some groups are horrible amongst each other. So
yes, they are.
They have bad traits. So let's get that out the way. They're animals for a reason.
No, I'm not saying. I'm not saying.
More logical.
Okay, Chill. I'm not saying that they don't. But again, Ace makes the point. We as humans endanger and kill species. And they all play their role in how the ecosystem works. I'll take more animals and natural habitat over humans any day.
Yeah, that's natural selection, I think. How the whole process is, it's just how the ecosystem works. That's what it develops into. If from the beginning to end, it may get better, may get worse, or just may be changing. So that's just like one point. We technically, scientifically, we were a bubble somewhere. It developed in something different, and there'll still be something after we leave. But it's just the how it develops, morphs, and changes. For people, that's for the universe, it doesn't matter. It's not a negative or positive thing. It's just watching, I don't know, a nature take course, and however we feel is because it's not convenient to us. That's what we call it. But overall, if somebody outside looking in, whoever owns the stars, the universe, whatever you want to call that person, they may not think anything. We're just humans being humans. They'll be there for a blip, and then they'll be gone, and something else will pop up. So I think it's just really how you look at it. And we're kind of self-centered in general as humans, as we should be. But we take everything our own way. And I think overall, I don't think people look, I mean, the universe probably doesn't look at it like that.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Brina says maybe they want to put fear in us. Fear might create compliance. She also says have to turn off the bad news sometimes and watch cute animals videos or something. Christian says some of the good people don't do for the attention. And Ace says again, it's all about the next the dopamine hit. They psychology condition humans to search for that next hit. And they use negative to stimulate because it causes more submission and fear, easier to control the masses. What do you think about that, Jill?
Oh, I mean, elitists run. I mean, if you don't know as a grown-up person that there's so much we don't know about how really the world, the details of how the world works, and the elitists run this whole world, and that's just crazy on you. I mean, I'm not saying exactly how or how to what extent, but... we know politicians don't politician for us. They, you know, the rich run the world. And I mean, that's just easy to figure out as far as why, how, and if this is legit or if there's good reasons too. There may be questions to that, but the structure of how shit works, yeah, for sure.
Okay, so let me ask this, y'all, and y'all gonna laugh at me, but y'all know, some of y'all know how my mind can just go off sometimes into other little things. But, Jill, first I'm going to ask, since you're up here on the panel with me, do you believe that everything in the world can be explained at some point, even though we may not understand something now, but somewhere along the way, somebody has an answer for whatever?
No, I think at one point they'll be able to explain to some degree, but then sometimes it's so much in the past, like the pyramids, you can't figure it out. So I think like maybe 90% of things can be explained, but other stuff, they may be inexplicable. So, you know what I'm saying? And it may be something simple as the pyramids or just how to, you know, shoot and start, whatever, but I don't think anything can be explained. And I mean, we can't even do that, trying to figure out murders or why people done something or something may have happened. Like, you never know. Somebody that this person never steals, you know, and then they end up stealing and they go to their grave and you never know why. You just can't. Everything can be explicable on big, or definitely on big scales. I mean, maybe scientifically some things, but I don't think, you know, sometimes you go to the grave with with information and it just won't ever be explained.
Okay, so having said that, this is where y'all gonna think that I'm falling off the deep end here. Having said that, yeah, Ace, and we are in a space now. Ace, y'all know what I mean by that. Some of y'all know. All right, so having said that, Chill, do you believe that just because you don't see something, that it doesn't exist?
No, I mean, that's we wouldn't be breathing then, unless I don't even believe in oxygen. That's ridiculous. That certain things gonna happen. I can't see you drive here, solid, but if you're here knocking at my door, I figured just reasonable deduction said that you had to get here somehow.
So again, if it's something that you, and I'm saying people in the chat too, things that you cannot see and you have never seen, does that mean they don't exist?
Yeah, if you've never seen that, means they don't exist. I don't think that's the question. Is no. I mean, that's a no. I mean.
All right. So here is my question, y'all. I know y'all gonna start laughing at me, but I am gonna tie all this up into what Chill was saying about logic and all this other stuff. See what Ace says. I don't believe Chillium exists. Only ever seen what appears to be a man in the dark lit booth staring at the ceiling. Okay, so, let me start with this one. Do you believe that there were such thing as knights in shiny armor that went out and fought?
Medieval
times. There were knights that went out and they fought and they had the armor and all that other stuff.
I guess if you believe in slavery, you got to believe in that too. Sure.
So you're saying that's a possibility that knights didn't exist?
Didn't exist? No, I don't think it's. I mean, I think they existed. The castles that were there, so I'm sure.
Okay, so do you believe now? This is where it's going. Y'all gonna think that I'm getting a little bit loopy here. Do you believe that knights fought dragons?
Are there tales, real tales of dragons?
I'm asking you. I mean, just because you didn't see one, does it mean that it didn't exist?
No, I'm just saying. Okay. So that's the difference, because it's known, a dragon is known to be a mythical animal. It's like, all right, so the fairy exists, like, just because it was 100 years ago, like, I thought it was a mythical animal from the start.
Okay, so do you believe unicorns existed?
That right. So I don't think those things would exist if they're mythical from the start. Like I said, that's nothing.
But who says that they're mythical?
I just thought it was tradition. Webster's, the dictionary.
Okay, but who says that everything that's in the dictionary is true?
Right. I mean, you can't. Right. I'm not saying that you. They could have been. Dragons could have been. We never. Maybe the dinosaur bones we're finding are actually dragons.
Okay, and Ace was she's coming around to what I was going to say, but all these stories come from some truths, because when you think about it, a zebra is a cousin of the horse. So how come a unicorn could not have existed? And what I'm getting around to this whole thing, when I first started, you know, about in the beginning, God made the heaven and the earth. How do you know there's a God? Because the Bible says, but who wrote the Bible, man? So how do we know, just because you don't, I mean, I don't see God. So why should I be leaving him? Why can't I believe that dragons did fly around?
I mean, yeah, you can. I see people do that every day. They just make up shit every day. For sure. I see people do that on a daily basis, several times a day. They got their own world that they live in. But I can't say you wrong. Yeah.
Okay. So it's possible that if humans were to just disappear from the earth, that we could have, you know, who knows, dragons could be flying around, fairies could be I'm just saying that it's possible.
World would be just fine. That's what I mean. Like, I definitely think that humans are so arrogant and egotistical that we think the world is centered around us. Okay. Which it would be a huge mistake, because there's a lot out there, and we don't even know what nothing looks like. We don't even know if nothing is a thing. We just made that up. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so if you're sitting in a dark room, if you're sitting in a dark room, complete pitch black, and you open your eyes, aren't you looking at nothing?
Absolutely. But who said that's how the beginning of the world started?
Okay. All right.
They could have started with the sun, and that's just how it, I mean, who knows? Like, I'm not saying that it is, but I'm just saying that's always going to be questions forever. Either way, like, to think that we're the center of the universe and then the world revolves around us is some of the most egotistical shit you can ever make.
Okay. All right. I mean, because what you just said, because I think humans do think that the world revolves around us, and we're not willing to think that there are other things or beings that could be out there. We just assume that there aren't, because we've never seen it. But how do we know?
One wise man once said, we could be, you know how we study cells and atoms, we could be a small cell and atom in someone's whatever ecosystem that's living a different type of life.
Okay. All right.
Who knows? Like, it could be just a super minute, like, irrelevant part of the most smallest thing in the grand scheme of whatever we're a part of. You know, so it's just, that's how things are. I mean, and that's how animals work, creatures work. And it's all amazing. And that's something that won't ever be explained, I think. At least not, you know, time is, listen, that's a whole deeper conversation. But yeah, it's a good one.
Well, I appreciate you coming up here. I know it got a little deep today, but you know, these are things that I think about. So yeah, Ace, you are in my space today. So
still revolve around the sun. I meaning like the world doesn't revolve around us as a people.
Right.
Not literally, like the physical form of it, like meaning that things aren't centered around us. We could be we possibly could be bigger of a grander scheme, and we don't even know about. So we, you know, the sun is, we circle around the sun, right?
So there could be grander things out there that people may not believe, but it could be like.
Be a disposable tool of some grander thing, and what happens when we realize that? So it just that, you know, I don't think we figured it out. Like, I think we.
But you believe that anything is possible.
I know, because I can't step off a building and take flight. So no, I don't think anything is possible. But I do think.
But is it possible for you to step off that building and someone saves you, or for whatever reason your fall is, you know, something breaks your fall and you don't die?
Yeah, but I'm just saying I didn't speak about not dying. I get lucky.
Okay.
Not dying.
All right.
Flying. Can I grow wings in that death plunge? No, I don't think anything's possible. It's always within reason.
Within reason. So see, now I have to ask this question. Within reason. So that means miracles are not possible.
Sure. Of course. They,
okay. So it's possible that if you believe in God or some higher being, that you step off that building, that for whatever reason, for those 10 seconds, you do grow wings and you don't die. And you are able to fly off that building. I'm just saying, I mean, I know it sounds crazy. But, you know, how do we know that that can't happen?
I'm not saying we don't know, but we can deduction is real. Human, like, just the logic is, calculation is real. And so if you've never seen nobody ever do that before, then why would you think that it could be done?
Okay, I was not there to see Lazarus come back from the dead, but supposedly that happened because that's what the Bible said, and some people believe that happened. Some people believe that Jesus fed the 5,000 with five loaves of bread. So how do I know that?
Like, things can be anecdotal. Like, I don't know. I'm not quite sure that it didn't happen, but it still could be. I don't think that when you tell those stories that they have to be specifically accurate. I think a lot of it's just anecdotal, and it's how they tell the stories is they probably knew that, you know, hey, you got to make it juicy so people can pay attention. But overall, it could have some truth in it. So I don't know. I don't know specifically, but hey, it could. I mean, I guess you could. But once and ever, I never heard that happening before or after then, right? So yeah, maybe not. I'm not saying it can't happen, but under this climate,
And Ace, I was not rhyming you with space. I was just saying about the space that you were in with me right now that I will bring up sometime somewhere. You know I will. But you know, I mean, chill. I understand what you're saying, but I believe anything is possible. About 20 years ago, in Chicago, they were knocking down a building downtown Chicago, and what do you call those things? The wrecking ball. The wrecking ball came loose, and it was like, seriously. I mean, it came loose, and people were screaming and everything. And this man was sitting in his car. This is a true story. Man was sitting in his car, and everybody was like, you know, he's not going to get out. The guy was in shock. The wrecking ball literally stopped, right? Like, literally, it broke the man's window, but it stopped before he even hit him. That's a miracle. Because technically, you know, it should have kept going and then swung back, but it didn't. So I'm just saying that, you know, I believe that things happen, that things can happen just because you don't, you know, so Christian says, we didn't see anything before we were born, but that doesn't mean everything before we were born was false. Got to go with the evidence. Okay, but you say evidence, and that means you have to go with something that you see that someone else has seen or whatever. But there's a lot of things that have happened in this world that we have never seen and we were not witness to, but they did happen.
I mean, that doesn't say that can't be explained, though. Like, you can, well, I'm saying that just because we can't explain it don't mean it don't make sense.
Okay, so, all right. So let me ask this. Yeah, y'all, I'm going there. So, Friday, I'm coming home, and it had been raining, and rainbow. It's the first time. I mean, it's been a long time that I had seen one. And I, way my head goes, way my mind thoughts, you know, I'm like, okay, so there's a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
Oh, you better watch.
Okay, I'm just asking. So considering that no one's ever, I mean, that I know of, that no one's ever been to the end of the rainbow, how do I know that there really is not a pot of gold?
What is it? Well, you can find that out easy. That's scientifically, they probably proved that 80 million times. I don't know how rainbows work, but you can definitely go look that up and see if you can find a pot of gold.
I mean, so you think that scientifically that they looked to see if there was actually a pot of gold?
No, I'm just saying, like, to merge, like, imagination with reality is what we're doing, I feel like. It's just because you can think of anything and make it up, and then it becomes a wives' tale, and then like, hey, how do you know that didn't happen? Because we never seen a unicorn fly. I've never seen a flying horse with magical powers. That's why I've never seen anything of that nature ever like that. And if it was, it would be some type of mechanical reason for it. So, I mean, not to say you can't explain that, but some things you can't explain because you're just not privy to how it works and understand. That's the difference. And not having an understanding of something to explain it is not the same thing as just it not being plausible. You know what I mean? We may not be able to understand how it works. That don't mean it doesn't make sense just because we can't explain it.
Okay. All right. I've enjoyed this conversation.
Most things I think will make sense. We don't have the capability or knowledge on how to make it make sense. Or understand, I should say, how it makes sense.
So do you believe that when people die that they see that white light and then they come back? Do you believe when people say that, you know, if you're on the operating table or whatever, that you die, you come back, that people see that white light, supposedly?
I never heard of that. I never heard that actually being a thing, but maybe so. People just thought seizures was like a devil attack. You know what I'm saying? What you call a poltergeist or something. Or whatever you call it. What is it called? They thought people were possessed. And they would do exorcisms over people who were having seizures.
Okay. All right. Hey, Grid, welcome. Coach Kyle and T-T-Gun, a formal verbal welcome. And Lou, you got to stop messing with Shorty because Juju's going to take up for Shorty. If Shorty can go and commit mass murder, and Juju will take up for her. Merry Christmas to you, Solid. I mean, Grit. Oh, boy. Okay. Well, y'all, I do not have an outro song. So I'm looking through what I have already on here. So I'm just going to choose something.
Let me give you one.
Oh, chill. You come and go, but when you come, you always, yeah.
Pause.
And everyone, Chill Will does exist because we've experienced him on Podbean. So. So, Chill, do you have any last words before I disconnect you and play my outro song? Do you have any last words for anybody?
Hello, peace from heaven, rain down on me. Yeah.
I'm just looking at everything that Ace has been saying to you. Oh.
I didn't see all of what she said, but, you know. That's my baby.
You know, Grit, I see the chat on YouTube, but I wasn't really paying much attention to it. But thank you. Yes, he was calling aliens or something else. Let's see. And remember, Chill, you love Ace. Just remember.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. So I'm going to leave y'all with some Louis Armstrong, What a Wonderful World. And Chill, thank you very much for popping up. Here we go.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more than I never knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Okay, everyone, I will be here tomorrow. It is going to be a, I'm sorry, I'm laughing what A said. It is going to be a short show tomorrow, but I will be at my other house on Thursday and Friday, considering I got kind of dissed today for not being there last Friday. But anyway, thank you, Juju. I will be here tomorrow, but it will be a short show. So, okay, y'all. Anyway, enjoy the rest of your day and evening, and I will hopefully see you guys tomorrow. Bye.